So someone called me this week and said that he wants to know that with this whole industry in this world today of always wanting more, right? It never ends, right? You always want more. How's Shaykh to be happy, right? It's, no matter what happens, there's always another level, right? I don't know if it was like that in the old world, you know? You had it and you would yaitza. Nowadays, you never yaitza. Never, it always keeps on going. How's a Shaykh to be happy? I said to him that you have to focus on the good things you have, right? If you focus on what you want, then you're not going to be happy. You have to focus on what you have already. So he said that, you're right, I do focus on what I have, it's true, but I still want more. I still want more, right? I want this, I want that. It's not going away. How am I going to be happy? I can't take it away, that want, right? That want's not going away. What you want is not going away. It's not going away. So what's the answer? What's the answer? We had with Noach, when he went to the Teva, Hashem told him to bring two animals of every min, but the kosh has to bring seven. It's a big jump. He has to watch seven animals of every species. I think birds also, all the kosher birds and animals. That's a lot. Why Hashem has to bring karbanis? For bringing karbanis, you have to have so much. It's a pretty big jump, right? He has to take care of all these animals the whole time. The pshat is that Hashem's telling him that even though you're the only one that was saved in the whole world, so you think you're a great tzaddik, taka, you're a great tzaddik, but you have to realize that it's all a gift from me. It's all a gift from Hashem. And therefore, you have to give haidah. You have to give haidah when you come out. And it's kedai for him to take care of all those animals the whole time, to mark it this nekuda, that Hashem does for us, anything he does is all a chesed. We don't deserve anything. Why? Because no matter how many mitzvahs we do, we put on the scale, compared to the chesed Hashem does for us, it won't even scale out one day that we're alive. Because all the things that we do in this world, all the things Hashem gives us is priceless, right? What Hashem gives us is priceless. You can't put a price tag on it. And what we do for Hashem, what do we do already? So you put tefillin on, you just slept for 8 hours in your bed, and Hashem was giving you millions of taivas, every single part of your body was working. You get up and you put tefillin on, and you daven a little bit. You know, it's very nice. But you can't say ever that we Hashem owes us anything. It's all a chesed. And Memela, Hashem was telling Noach that you should go into the table, I'm saving you, a tzaddik, but you should know that it's all chesed from Hashem, and you have to give haidah. And that's you have to have the feeling of haidah. You have to have that feeling. And that's really the biggest problem that we have. The biggest problem that we have is, in America, we have entitlements. In other words, it used to be, in the good old days, there's something called a king. So a king, pshat is, he's the boss, right? And Mela, any chesed he does for you, you have to say thank you to him. He can shoot you in the head, right? It's like Russia. Putin can kill you, right? The fact he's not killing you already, you have a duh. But in America, we have entitlements. It means we think things are coming to us, right? Why? Because there's no real boss here. Everything's just checks and balances. Everyone, even the president can do whatever he wants. Everything's all scaled out. So in Mela, everyone in America has this feeling that we have entitlements. And that's what makes us sad, because we always want more, right? We're never happy. But when it comes to Hashem, Hashem's Echad, which means that there's no checks and balances. Hashem is the only one. There's no one that's telling him what to do. So in Mela, since Hashem is Echad, your feeling to Hashem has to be that everything he does for you is a gift. He doesn't owe you anything. People say this all the time. They say that Hashem created me, he has to take care of me. There's such a mimer out there. I don't know where it comes from. It's Shekel Gomer. Hashem doesn't have to do anything. It's chesed that he does it. He doesn't have to do anything. He does have that on Haga. He has that on Haga. But he doesn't have to do anything. If the people would get this machshava out of their head, that Hashem has to take care of me, then they'll be happy. That is the poison in the head. People think that Hashem has to take care of them. They have entitlement. Hashem has to do this for me. And I'm upset that this didn't work out. There's no such thing. Hashem doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't owe you anything. He didn't have to create you. And even if he created you, he doesn't have to take care of you. He doesn't have to do anything. Everything he does is a chesed. It's from rachamim and chazdai. And if you have that hergish, that's what Hashem is telling Noach. When you go on the teva, your hergish has to be that it's all a gift. And therefore I have to give haidah. It's all about the giving the haidah. Even though I'm the tzaddik and everything, but the whole idea is Hashem's the boss. He can do whatever he wants, and you have no tightness on him for anything. When you get this into your head, even if you talk, want more. But when you come to Hashem with that hergish, that I'm not entitled to anything, it's all chesed Hashem, and even when you want something, it's not begeder Hashem has to do it for you, or you're entitled to it, it's the chesed Hashem, you're asking from his chesed, then it won't be mazik you, then it won't make you sad. Why? Because then you'll be machniyat Hashem, will be the same gedder of yismach leiv mevakshe Hashem. Just like when you get good things, you're happy, right? Also, when Hashem says no to you, or he didn't give it to you yet, you machniyat Hashem, you're also happy, because the hachna is what makes you happy. The hachna, the connection to Hashem, is what makes you happy. That's what makes you happy. When a person feels he is entitled, that's a period from Hashem. That's a disconnect from Hashem. If you think you're entitled to something, that cuts you away from Hashem. Because that's not what's going on over here. It's a gift. Hashem is the boss. Hashem Echad. There's no other gods that are weighing in over here. There's no other kaychas. Hashem gives you as a gift. So Mele, if you machniat him, right? If you machniat him, then you're connecting to Hashem. Then you're happy, Taka. Then you're Taka happy. That's the answer to this guy's question. How are you going to be happy? Because since you're makir, it's all a gift from Hashem. So Mele, you machni yourself to him, even in the things that you want. You machniat him, and then it's not an entitlement. And then you're taka happy. That's the nekuda. You have to rip out of your mind this machshava that Hashem has to do this for me. To rip that out of your head, and then you'll be happy.